This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to let you know, if you missed any part of today's show, no problem. You can rewind up to 24 hours with the Radio.com Rewind app. Download the app and select our station and go back in time and check out the first 2 hours of Bit Day, where we talked about Anthony Rendon. Got a lot of calls on Anthony Rendon leaving.
Yeah.
We tried to compare what stung more, Harper or Rendon. Seemed that a lot of people almost overwhelmingly came in on the side of losing Rendon as being worse for the team.
You know, every show is its own unique little snowflake.
Sure.
But for this show, people sure seem to care a lot more about Anthony Rendon than anything Redskins related that we talked about.
Yeah. We have an extremely small sample size because we do one show from August to December.
That's correct.
But I would say that if we're using that very small sample size, the Nationals are ruling a lot of what people are thinking about right now in the sports world.
That's correct.
Another thing going on in the sports world, Shorts, is Army-Navy is today. Pete Medhurst is up in Philadelphia. The president is up in Philadelphia.
How do they decide where that game's played every year?
I think it's just always in Philadelphia.
Is it? I thought it's in, like, didn't they used to play it at RFK? Is that not a thing?
I don't know.
All right. Sorry. I didn't mean to throw that haymaker at you. I apologize. We can pretend I didn't ask the question.
But it's a tradition, as some would say, unlike any other.
Like the Masters.
Like the Masters. Like many things. And I was thinking last night, watching all the pregame ramp up and starting to see, you know, the reports from inside the stadium. And really, you know, some people are going to be mad about this. But Army-Navy, besides the military aspect of it, usually isn't a great football game, right? It's a game that happens. There's a lot of tradition involved with it. But really, compared to some of the other games going on in Division I football, it's not really a great matchup usually.
Right.
But I was thinking, at some point, I would like to go to that game just to say that I've done it once.
Because of the pageantry,
right,
and obviously the, you know, the military tradition tied into it. It's,
right,
it's pretty cool.
So what I was thinking was, you are going to one event. Let's say you don't have too much time left on this earth.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you don't know what's going on in my personal life.
Well, none of us do. All right. I'm with you.
But let's say you only have one summer.
Oh, no. Oh, things are that bad, Tom? Oh, God.
And you want to get in as much as you can. Uh-huh. What are you actually going to? Not what's your favorite tradition in sports, what's your favorite game in sports. What is something that you're actually going to because you have to be a part of it before you're done?
Event. I'll tell you one that I've coveted. Jason has gone to this a couple times. Jason of the Junkies, excuse me, Bishop.
Or Lurch.
Yeah. Is the outdoor cocktail party, which is between Florida and Georgia every year.
Okay.
The great outdoor cocktail party. And it is it's what it is by name, just a massive pregame tailgate, entire day before the game festivities type of thing. And I believe it's usually played at a Mutual site. I could be wrong about that. But just to hear him talk about it every time he goes down there, it just makes me so jealous. And it's just something that I would love to be able to say that I did.
And people just get crushed before the game?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And it's the one game that these two schools can circle on their calendar every single year. So there is that tradition involved, and it is a big event that people gear up for. And there's nothing I like more than a big event that involves drinking that people gear up for on the sports calendar.
Have you done enough research to figure out if Four Loko is available in Georgia or Florida?
No.
Would that be a difference maker on if you went or not?
I'm going to say no. Okay. I'm going to say no. In fact, have you ever been to a football tailgate?
You ever done that? You ever been to a football game?
Yeah, like babies. I don't know where that was going. Yeah. You ever been to a tailgate? You crept into my brain there. No.
Bit brain took over.
That's right. You ever been to a football tailgate and had like a nice casual like Maker's Mark and Coke or something like that? Where it's just a classy drink to sip on before the game where you're not pounding beers.
Right.
You're not obviously drinking Four Locos, which many people like to do.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
I wouldn't say obviously.
It's not weird at all. It's just a nice classy drink to have, and it'll still get you there.
Would you be wearing a Steve Spurrier-esque like straw hat?
I think I would. In fact, I got a straw hat in my car right now. I'd have to pack it on my flight because I would have to fly down for that event.
Of course.
And that should be factored into people's decisions, of course.
Right, because in this conversation, you're going to it. This is something that you have circled on your bucket list, whatever you want to call it. You're going to it. This isn't, I have to sit around and watch it on TV. This is something I have to be a part of. I have a couple here. I have the Iron Bowl, the Alabama and Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go down there and be a part of that. The Daytona 500.
Ooh.
Just because of the same thing that we talked about with Army-Navy, where it's the kickoff of the NASCAR season, but also it's a massive American celebration. They have concerts beforehand, all types of stuff. And then you have the big infield party where, you know, they set up a carnival in the infield because it just takes over this whole area. Daytona 500, Iron Bowl, Army Navy. Those are my three right now.
I have a lot of friends that went to Alabama for some reason to go to college because they're from here. So I don't know why they did that. There's perfectly good schools here.
Yeah.
They would go to Talladega every year, which is, I think, very similar. Talladega is another big one down there.
It is in the way that it's a super speedway race.
Uh-huh.
But the idea of what we're talking about, of the event, is not really there. It's just kind of a race, okay, right? Where like people go and they just get crushed and the infield party is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But from a bucket list have-to-do standpoint, I don't know if that would be enough for me to make a trip to go down.
Now, do you need to explain to me what a super speedway is?
Do I need to explain that to you?
Yes.
That would be a question you would have to answer yourself.
Could you?
Super speedway is a track that's above 2 miles long, and usually they have to put a restrictor plate on the car because if you don't, the car will go 250 miles an hour and will turn into an airplane.
Whoa.
Because Rusty Wallace did that one time. He took the restrictor plate off in a test session at Talladega and ended up going like 225 miles per hour. And they had to pull him off the track because they thought that he was going to take off.
Why? Because the there's too much length for them to pick up speed?
Yeah, because you just floor it the whole time.
They have to slow down.
No, they don't, because the banking is so high that you can just floor it all the way around the track.
So he could have flown in his car, is what you're telling me.
That's what the officials said.
That sounds like a race I want to watch. A bunch of cars flying around like planes around the track.
Do you have any others? Great.
Yeah. I would love to go to, just to say that I did, I'm not really big on the Big Ten for any reason. But Ohio,
I don't think anybody is.
I just don't think so either. I think the people that go to those particular schools are, and they think that it's a bigger deal than it is. But I would like to, because of how big the stadiums and how many, just the sheer mass of people, a Michigan-Ohio State game would be kind of cool to see just one time. I think I would very much have my fill with that one time and never want to do it again. And then even to double down on that, at Notre Dame with the history of South Bend, Indiana and all that stuff. That would be pretty cool.
1-800-636-1067.
What am I saying? That's Notre Dame. What am I saying? That doesn't even make any sense.
1-800-636-1067. We're going to get Shorts to regroup in the break, and we'll take your calls. What are some of the events in sports that you have to go to before it's all over for you?
I'm going to see Michigan and Ohio State at Notre Dame.
It's at Notre Dame. This is Bit Day. We, of course, talked about all-time low in the birthday game, which is a staple of the show. It's something we always do. And I wanted to mention this when we were playing the birthday game because the lead singer, Alex Gaskarth, has a birthday today.
Yeah.
You incorrectly guessed his age. But I didn't want to...
Just rubbing it in.
I didn't want to give you this little tidbit of information because it might have given you like a read on how old he was. One time, I rode the elevator with Alex Gaskarth from All Time Low. Very nice guy.
That is a nice tidbit.
Yeah, I didn't want to throw you off, though, because, you know, if you start doing the math on when I could have ridden the elevator with him, you know, it really would have put you in a bad spot.
Yeah, yeah. I would hate to be in a bad spot, like the way we ended that last segment.
Yeah, so we were talking about, like, must go to sporting events that you actually have circled to go to in your life because of Army-Navy. Army-Navy is one of the biggest ones. I, of course, went with Army-Navy, Daytona 500, Auburn and Alabama. And then I forgot one, but I think this is pretty much, if you're a man above 25, this is probably something that you would like to go to, the Masters.
Yeah, that was on my list too. I didn't really get to it because I got kind of like distracted with that whole Michigan, Ohio State at Notre Dame thing.
Yeah, your number one was Ohio State and Michigan at Notre Dame.
It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know why my brain tells me to say things sometimes.
It makes zero sense, and that's why I abruptly went to break, because I wasn't exactly sure what was going on.
Did you think I was having a brain hemorrhage?
I thought you might have been in trouble.
I don't know. It made sense in my head as I'm saying it. And then,
yeah, because it was at Notre Dame.
Because the words come out. And then
Do you have that, Darius?
Wait, I go, what did okay. I just say?
And you're pounding the desk, just letting me know that it was at Notre Dame. I understand. I'm with you. I didn't know they played there, but
oh god.
Let's go to James in Richmond. I wonder who this is. What's going on, bud?
Hey guys, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for making the call.
The event that I want to hit is OU Texas. They do it at the Cotton Bowl there. They do it with the State Fair. So there's couple hundred people, 100,000 people around. Looks like a pretty fun event to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be all about that. Thank you, James, for the call. Really appreciate it.
Did they do the neutral site bit for that one?
Yeah, you said they do it at the Texas State Fair.
Oh, okay. He just said that.
Yeah. More importantly, we do have some audio from last segment.
How long is this, Darius? Is this like a 10-minute thing, or is it like a quick minute?
Yeah, it's a quick minute.
All right. I just want people to understand. As I'm saying these words, they make perfect sense to me. And it's only after the words all come out of my mouth that I go, wait a second, I don't understand what I just said. I would love to go to, just to say that I did, I'm not really big on the Big Ten for any reason. But Ohio,
I don't think anybody is.
I just don't think so either. I think the people that go to those particular schools are, and they think that it's a bigger deal than it is. But I would
all
like to, because
to
of how
point.
Big the stadiums and how many, just the sheer mass of people, a Michigan-Ohio State game would be kind of cool to see just one time. I think I would very much have my fill with that one time and never want to do it again. And then even to double down on that, at Notre Dame, at Notre Dame, with the history of South Bend, Indiana, and all that stuff.
1-800. I rip cord immediately.
At Notre Dame.
And then you said the history of South Bend, Indiana, and that stuff.
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing.
You play it again, please.
Oh, my God. Not the whole thing.
No, just the idiotic part.
It's the problem. at Notre Dame with the history of South Bend, Indiana, and all that stuff. That would be pretty cool.
1-800. I'm done.
You pulled the ripcord so hard on that. You were like, I gotta see if he needs medical attention. We gotta go to commercial break.
I had nothing to say because it didn't make any sense to me. Don't throw up.
No, it's that hiccup thing again. We're good.
Oh, Shorts has a tendency to throw up in the studio when we do the show.
We're good. At Notre Dame. Oh, it's so embarrassing. This is the hard part about being live on the radio, that sometimes you say foolish things and sometimes you say really dumb things. And then here we are. Yeah, but Oklahoma, Texas. Yeah, that sounds like fun. They can play it at Oklahoma State.
At Stillwater. Because all the history at Stillwater. That might be the dumbest thing you've ever said.
I think it is. I think it clearly is. I'm like having a hard time recovering here.
Okay, so let's recover. You did some math. Are you going to be able to do the math on the strength of schedule and the draft position here?
Because I sure will.
We were talking about Dwayne Haskins and the situation that the Redskins were potentially going to be in if he doesn't improve, if he doesn't show the Redskins and show the fan base that there is more to come with Dwayne Haskins.
Right.
We were talking about, do you take a risk on a quarterback, you know, do you go with Chase Young? What do you do there in that situation if Dwayne Haskins doesn't show you anything? And you've actually crunched the numbers on strength of schedule and where the Redskins could pan out.
So it's kind of weird because how they do the reverse order of, and that's what we're talking about, basically how they do the draft order based on the worst teams is kind of counterintuitive to how you think they would do it. But it is strength of schedule. So basically, the team that's played the worst teams collectively this season gets the lower seed. So if two teams or three teams have the exact same record, which is a situation that we have right here, where the Redskins and the Dolphins are both 3-10, it's the team that's played more bad opponents, more or less, that would get the lower seed. For instance, I would have a hard time believing that anybody has played a worse strength of schedule than the Redskins, who are in the NFC East and have six games against NFC East opponents in the worst division in the NFL, which makes it kind of paramount if you're trying to get into that draft position situation for the Redskins to lose out for the rest of the year. Because the Giants are 2-11. So if they beat the Redskins, hey, same record, right?
Right.
Well, at least then you can get into those next factors, the other tiebreakers.
Not the X factor, the next factor.
The next factors. But as it stands, the Redskins would have the number 3 pick, I believe.
Currently. So what you're saying is, given what you've looked at, crunching the numbers.
Right.
The Redskins absolutely have to lose the game against the Giants.
Have to. It's a must lose.
It's a must lose game.
It's a must lose game. I know we always talk about and focus on must win games.
This is a must lose.
This is about as close to a must lose as you're going to get.
Because didn't you say that Miami still plays Cincinnati?
Yes.
And there's going to be an ultimate tank job by Cincinnati in that game where they might not even put any starters out on the field to try to lose that game, to be, you know, the race to be the worst team in football.
Right. And the Giants also play the Dolphins this week, which could give them another win. That's a big game.
I wouldn't go that far because the Dolphins are better than their record. And I've been saying this, you know, behind the glass with Dar for almost the entire year, where on paper, the Dolphins look terrible. And everyone has already written them off as, you know, Brian Flores is not a great coach. They're tanking. They want to start over. But they're actually better than their record shows.
They've been competitive like the last half of the season.
That's a great way of putting it. They've been very competitive. So really, when you have them up against the Giants, I would have Miami favored in that game. So you would really have to do something terrible to lose to the Giants in that situation.
I believe the Giants are home. That may swing it, right?
That would, when it comes to, you know, actually setting the spread and the line.
New York.
The line. But really, I'm talking about from just a competitive standpoint. Well, they are the favorite in that game.
I'm talking about a best-case scenario for the Redskins standpoint. And best case is the Giants beat the Dolphins this week at home and then come here to FedEx Field
and
next week.
Again.
And both teams are 3-10 or 3-11. Yeah, 3-11 by that point. And that then the Redskins are in control of their own destiny.
Yeah, but
as they say, I mean, these are cliches that we always talk about with winning.
But it's the opposite.
But it's the opposite here. They could control their own destiny if the Giants beat the Dolphins this week. And then they face each other next week.
But realistically, the Giants will lose to the Dolphins. And then next week will be the ultimate must-lose because both teams is going to be racing to lose that game.
Yeah, and you just know.
Well, actually, the Redskins won't because they're the only team that's bad that wants to win games that they don't
need. They're
trying
to win.
Need.
They just can't seem to do it very often.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, every other team around them is begging people to score touchdowns on them.
Like the Redskins are the only team that is unintentionally bad.
Right.
The other ones are actually trying to be bad.
They're just letting
the Redskins just happened into this.
They're letting people in the end zone. Please score on us. Please. Right. Run the score up on us.
Yeah.
And the Redskins are, you know, trying to compete with the Packers of all teams. Let them in the end zone.
If that is not a sad state of affairs, God, I just don't know what else is.
1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. I teased this earlier in the show. This is next. I have a saga.
Mm-hmm.
I have been spotted. They know who I am. Mm-hmm. I will tell you about this next on Bit Day.
The CIA. A Michigan-Ohio State game would be kind of cool to see just one time. And then even to double down on that, at Notre Dame. At Notre Dame, with the history of South Bend, Indiana, and all that stuff. That would be pretty cool. Yeah, but we've been waiting for this story all show, and, it's time to unburden yourself there, Tom.
Closed every day.
So what happened?
There's a place that I like very much. It's called Chick-fil-A. I'm sure you guys have heard of it. And they do something that most places don't.
All right.
They have all the condiments usually out in the open in to-go type containers. You have
awesome.
Chick-fil-A sauce. You have your ketchup. You know, mayonnaise is all packaged up, everything. All ready to go. They have that whole deal, right? When after you get your bag of food, you go to this trash can type condiment area.
So efficient.
It is unrivaled.
Yep.
It is the best in fast food, bar none.
The fact that they have mayonnaise packaged to go is, they've got everything covered.
Let me tell you, there are a lot of people around here that despise mayonnaise. They hate it with a fiery passion. They want to shoot it into the sun. Tom is on the other side of things here. What I've been doing is a new Chick-fil-A opened right around the corner from my house. I've been going to Chick-fil-A once or twice a week.
That's great news.
Awesome news. Wonderful news. I got to the point where I started to realize that I was not being served through the drive-through window the appropriate amount of sauce, period. Whether it was like the dipping sauce, whatever I was asking for, ketchup, mayonnaise, was not getting enough.
Now, is that to say that you expect, say, two dipping sauces and one mayonnaise or two mayonnaises and you're only getting one?
Yes.
Okay.
So they're throttling everyone back through the drive-through window. And I don't think this is a nationwide thing. I think this is just the one place that I go to. So what I started doing was, and this is very embarrassing, but I have to tell the complete story to get it off of my chest.
I think I know where this is going.
I started going inside.
Yep.
On alternate trips.
Okay.
Drive-through, go inside. Drive-through, go inside. And what I would do is...
You'd save the packets.
is I would load up on packets at the condiment stand to prepare myself for getting gypped the next time.
I knew it.
Because I knew the drive-thru has set a precedent that they are not going to give me enough sauce.
This is so you, dude. This is so you being in, and I don't know where the story's going from here, but this is so you building something up in your own head that's probably not even
true. No, you wait. We're not there yet.
Okay.
A precedent has been set that I'm not getting enough condiments through the drive-thru window. I'm not being portioned the appropriate amount.
That's very offensive.
So I started taking all the packets of whatever I was getting, whatever I could get my hands on, really. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty much looting the Chick-fil-A.
All right. Go ahead and say that on the air. I don't know if that's the right idea.
I put it in the refrigerator in, like, the drop-down, like where, like, old people put butter, right?
Sure.
Like sticks of butter. Okay. It's just, like, filled for trash in my refrigerator. So it's just nothing but, like, ketchup packets, mayonnaise packets, what have you. So I'm starting to build up my own surplus so I don't have to deal with this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I go inside to reload. I'm getting low on supplies. This is a big day for me. I have to go in and get what I need so I can enjoy my Chick-fil-A.
For the week.
Properly.
Right.
Everything's going to normal. Get my bag of food. Thank you very much. I go to the condiment stand. Nothing is there.
Oh, no.
Nothing is there. There are napkins, mints, and the Purell wipes.
Now, this gets back to what you said earlier, that you think it's this specific location, not a nationwide thing.
I think that this is a specific franchise thing.
Maybe it's a franchise. Maybe they decided to do things their own way.
Nothing is there. I look around, figuring out what I'm going to do. A man appears who I have never seen before. He's not the manager. He doesn't work behind the counter. He's wearing a puffy overcoat and a Chick-fil-A name badge. And he comes up to me and says, "Sir, what do you need?"
Oh, no.
And I go, "Well, I think I got everything under control here." I go, "But there's no mayonnaise. There's no ketchup. Like, there's nothing."
Right.
And he goes, "Oh, we don't do that anymore. If you would like something, please let me know, and no. I will go and get it for you."
No, that's not good. That takes away the anonymity.
That
puts so much shame into it.
Because now...
You can't say, "Hey, I want three mayonnaise packets."
I was there for...
Because I'm going to come in here three times this week.
Right, and I'm running you.
Right. I'm taking extra packets...
To benefit
myself. Because you
guys
are only giving me one each time. What normal human being needs can live on just one ketchup packet and one mayonnaise packet.
Right. When I'm getting two sandwiches and a large fry and acting like I'm bringing the food to someone else when actually I'm just going to eat it all myself. But I was there for three counts. I was standing in front of the condiment section for three counts. One. Two, three, here's the guy. They knew I was coming.
You think that they were waiting for you?
This guy was hired to watch four people like me for the ketchup bandits. And he was there, he saw me looking, and he stopped me. He was like a secret shopper. You know, you hear about these secret shoppers in like the department stores?
Yeah.
I swear he was undercover. I don't know where he came from. He had a name tag on, and he shut me down. So what did I do? He goes, "I can get you whatever you want. You just got to let me know, right? But I know that he's on to me. He's got me pinned. So what do? I panic. I spill half of my drink. I pick up my bag, and I ran out of the Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
Completely admitting guilt.
Oh. Is it? All right. I don't think this is the way that they should be doing it. And I think if we do have a franchise situation, there is a possibility that you could maybe contact Chick-fil-A headquarters and let them know about something that they don't know is going on at one of their franchises.
Because they care so much about
service. Because I've never seen that situation happen at a Chick-fil-A.
Right. They're usually throwing stuff at you.
Like, I got a lot of questions. Why is he in a puffy jacket? I've never seen a Chick-fil-A employee in a puffy jacket.
Right. I think he was undercover.
Like, what is going on there with that alone? But is it possible that maybe for whatever reason, this one specific Chick-fil-A went rogue? They're putting everything behind the counter now to control people from taking too many packets.
Yes, because, which is what I was doing.
Right, because if they let everybody take as many packets as they want, they could be out of packets potentially, yes, hypothetically, by the end of the week. But if they make you deal with your own shame and come up to the counter and say, I would like three packets.
When I've been spotted already.
Okay, but they'll still give you three packets, but you have to sacrifice your shame to get it.
Right. And I know that they know who I am. I've been spotted.
Is it quite possible that they haven't, that this is a general rule for the public and that it has nothing to do with you specifically?
It has something to do with me specifically, because somebody looked at a liner sheet and said, we are getting destroyed in mayonnaise and ketchup and Chick-fil-A sauce.
Okay, but are you going enough to where you are destroying them?
I might be. I mean, I was going 3-4 times a week.
Right, and you're buying chicken sandwiches
6 days
for you and your wife, even though it's really just for you.
Yeah, even though she's a vegan and I have to make up a big story like I'm going to a hospice. Oh, I'm taking this to my grandfather. Yep. Oh, he loves the spicy chicken sandwich.
So what did you do? Did you go up to the counter and say, excuse me, I would like two mayonnaise packets for me and two for my wife?
Yeah. For my, I'm getting it for my grandfather.
You hightailed it out of there.
I grabbed everything. I spilled half of my drink and ran out of the place.
Like you stole something.
Yes.
Goodness gracious. Stop. All right. But
would it be safe to say that I'm overthinking it, or do they know who I am?
All right. Look, I just want to throw this out there. I think both can be true. I think that they've got a weird rule at this Chick-fil-A. And they also didn't specifically target you.
But they know I exist.
But you felt, okay, hang on. You felt targeted because of your own mania going on over there.
Yeah.
On that side of the
and
table.
I have guilt. I'm guilty.
I mean, you feel that way, but they're free packets, so you shouldn't really feel guilty.
I mean, if this became a thing where I had to go and make a decision on if I wanted to go to trial or plead out, I would plead out.
I had a friend that used to go to Chipotle, and every time he would go, he would go to the counter, and then as soon as he saw that all the employees weren't looking, he would grab a Tabasco sauce and drop it in his to-go bag. That would be something you should be guilty over. That's actually stealing the hot sauce.
Yeah.
You're taking something that is being offered as a free condiment by the restaurant.
I know, but obviously there's like an average of how much people are supposed to take, and I'm taking above average.
Yeah, I think there's...
Because they knew. This isn't like it's a Chick-fil-A. It's been around for 15 years, and they decided to do it now. This is like a brand new place, which means that they probably looked at their first quarter numbers, and they go, why are we getting run for mayonnaise and ketchup?
I think you're overlooking that part, and I think people are obviously affected by this because the phone lines are lighting up right now, and maybe that's a conversation that we need to have, like how many condiment packets is appropriate, and should Tom should Tom feel guilty for taking too many packets, or is the restaurant itself in the wrong? 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. We're getting a lot of tweets and a lot of calls about this all of a sudden.
All right, this is Bit Day. We'll take your calls next. Am I spotted? Do they know who I am? Or is this just a...
Tom's crazy.
Yeah, am I just crazy? Bit Day on the phone. All right, it's Bit Day. Have a couple more minutes here. The phones are lit up. People talking about stealing sauce that's free from Chick-fil-A.
People are impassioned about this. Stealing sauce that is free.
Okay.
Let's clarify. Nobody in this room is actually stealing. Tom just has a lot of guilt going on in his own world because he was raised Catholic. And so
we have a lot to get to. We have a lot to get to in not much time. We have a Chick-fil-A employee on hold. But first, I want to talk to Rich in Stafford because he has a similar story to mine. Rich, what's going on?
How's it going, guys? Good to listen to you.
Hey, thanks for making the call, bud.
Well, I've had a guilty story for quite a while that I haven't shared with anybody. But
unburden yourself.
I go to Wawa every day, and I get my coffee, and I actually love their French vanilla creamer. And it wasn't long ago they had their free coffee day. And I asked the manager, I said, you know, is there a limit? Can I have one cup of coffee? Can I have two cups of coffee? He said, no limit. Have all you like. And I said, well, okay, I appreciate that. So I actually filled one full cup just of the creamer just so that I could have a stash for my house.
It's a great story,
that's
Rich.
Great, man.
Thank you, bud, for the call.
I hope he feels better now he got that off his chest.
You know what? After telling the story last segment, I do feel a little better. I don't know if I'll be welcome in the Chick-fil-A, you know, in the next month or so. Maybe I'll go in the new year. But let's talk to Nick in Fredericksburg. Nick, what's going on, bud?
Not much. How's it going, fellas?
Everything's good. What do you got?
So you guys are definitely right. You know, the free Chick-fil-A sauce is there's definitely a limit that's paid for. When you order a meal, it accounts for two sauces. We don't deny people. If they really want more than that, we give them more per meal. But, you know, sometimes you get the people that come in that get like, oh, I'll get an 8-count nugget. Can I get 10 Chick-fil-A sauces with that? And you're like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, we're not going to say no.
But more importantly, that sounds like more of a drive-through thing. We're talking about inside the restaurant. Usually, somewhere around the trash can area, there's a flat surface, and on top of that,
right,
there's all the different sauce
the condiments.
Options.
Yeah.
Is that still a thing, or is that taken away?
Is that monitored? What we're asking is, do you monitor that? How did they find out about me?
They know about you, which is why a lot of the Chick-fil-A's now, as I think it was said before, keep their Chick-fil-A sauces, and most of their condiment and sauces behind the counter.
This is no
good. Protect our sauces, because we can lose money off of people like yourself taking too much.
But is it specifically the cereal free sauce dealers like Thom?
Yeah, like the three to four
about.
Time a week
yes.
guys. Yes.
They ruin it for everyone. Yes.
Wow.
Well, I'm sorry about that. But thank you, Nick, for the call. Really appreciate it. We're up against it.
Absolutely.
Wow, Chick-fil-A employee admitting that I am a problem and that they know about me. He said they know about me. Whew. Let's go to Laura in Silver Spring. Laura, what's up?
Oh, hello?
Yeah, hey. You there?
Oh, hey. I just want to say, if you're going to Chick-fil-A 3 or 4 times a week, you should get all the damn sauce you want, and I just want to thank you for feeding the economy. Good job.
All right, there you go.
Thank you,
Tommy.
Laura. Appreciate it.
All right.
End on a positive
People
note.
Need to spend their money for the economy to thrive. And you're doing
I'm
that.
Doing a
you're
great job at that.
Make sure that we have a healthy capitalist economy.
Yes, we want to keep them afloat.
We want to go to that last
but
call? Or
we also
drive?
We also do want our sauce as well. Kevin in Fairfax, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? I actually think that the kids that are there, you know, picking their nose and climbing the equipment, the tubes and everything probably do a lot more damage than you do, Tom. So I think you're okay.
Thank you, Kevin, for the call.
Important follow-up.
I like the positive reinforcement.
Tom, important follow-up. Do you happen to pick your nose and climb over all the equipment?
No, I don't.
All right, so that's okay. That's a separate issue.
Based off of what Kevin is saying, I'm less of a problem. But we had an employee say that I was a problem.
I just, you know,
I need the right... My local Chick-fil-A, like a I'm sorry card? Like, can we get back on?
I think you should. I think that'd be a great place to start. I just think, in general, I think we both love Chick-fil-A. I think that's very much clear.
I think Darius does, too. I think it's...
Absolutely.
I mean, the spicy chicken sandwich is like, the greatest thing on the face of the planet.
But you know what it needs? Mayonnaise.
Right. Don't put it behind the counter. Like, I get why. Like, it's people like you, cereal... Packet stealers.
The guy said I ruin it for everyone.
You ruin it for everyone, but I think it's also the people that casually take like one or two more than they actually need or end up using because they don't want to get home and find out that they have too little.
Yes, correct. Like so, I have learned the hard way many times over.
Let's have a compromise. Keep it open to everyone, but have somebody lurking around.
Which this
so
one
that
does.
You know that there's like, you know, somebody watching you.
They have a condiment attendant, and he made himself known to me.
Yeah, but okay. All right. Look, we got to settle it there. We'll have to hash the rest out on Twitter. But thanks for everybody who contributed, especially to that last segment.
Yes.
That was important.
Thank you
us.
For everyone who participated in Bit Day today. Thank you to Darius for running the board, screening the calls, making sure everything sounds good. Hopefully we will talk to you guys soon. Hopefully more weekenders will take off for the Christmas break, and we will be on maybe soon.
People can follow Tom Daly at Tom Daly 2.
And you can follow Shorts at Chris Lingbach.
And follow us there for the podcast link.
Yes. Yeah. Overtime on 106.7 The Fan is the podcast link. You can also listen to the show on radio.com Rewind. You can go back. It's 24 hours if you download the app and select our station and go back in time with the Rewind portion of radio.com.
Into an alternate universe.
Thanks again, guys. We'll talk to you real soon. This has been Bit Day. It's been fun.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.